Praise the Lord. God is good and all the time. May we make a shout for the Lord. Let's shout to Jesus. Welcome back from your holidays. You look beautiful. Look at your neighbor and tell them you look beautiful, handsome. Hallelujah. Well, let me ask you a question. How many of you feel beautiful this morning? You feel beautiful this morning. And how many of you feel handsome this morning? How many of you feel loved this morning? Jesus loves you, of course. And we love you. Praise the Lord. I'm happy that you are back. Very excited. We have been missing you. And from the day that you went back home, we were praying that you would come back. I believe that's the reason why you are here. I was watching a certain video, and in that video, there were three men from India. There were three men from India. Then somebody happened to be with them that told them, you can ask for anything that you want. These people had been working somewhere. Heavy work. Like the work you do when you are back for your term. And one person asked for something to be away from that work and go and receive everything that he wanted. He was taken. Another one also asked for something that would relieve his labor. He was taken. Then the third one said, I ask that you bring back my brothers that we may finish this work. And the brothers were brought back. They were not very happy with. Are you happy that I prayed you would come back? How many of you are happy? I pray that you'd be able to come back, get school fees and come back and study hard and eat posho. Praise the Lord. We have visitors in the house. Give them a hand clap. I would like to ask Uncle Ariane to come and say hi. Praise the Lord. Uncle Alian, you're welcome.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. I'm happy to be here and to see all of you again. It's already my fourth week that I am here now, and it has been very silent in the last few weeks. And for those of you who do not know me, I'm a board member of Children's Welfare Mission, and I visit here mostly twice a year, always with a filled agenda of meetings, but not this time. This time, I came for a different purpose. In the last 2 years, my wife has been very ill, and many of you have prayed for her, and I'm so thankful for that, that we have experienced so much support in that period through your prayers. But it is today, 2 months ago, that my wife passed on. And I came here actually for this time, not for meetings with Pastor Eric and in the office, but I came to meet with the Lord and to search for new purpose. Because there's suddenly so so many questions when your life ends up alone. And one of the things I did, I read all the Psalms. And many of the Psalms speak about grief and enemies and illness and sorrow. But in all those Psalms, there's also the opposite side. The prayer and the proclamation that God is good to me. God is comforting me. God is a strong tower where I can flee. God is good. I want to read one such example from Psalm 116. I love the Lord, for he has heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and grief. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. And the Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. God is good all the time, we proclaimed. And I find that also in this period. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So for me, there is a continuation in the land of the living, even though there is grief, and there has been grief, in which God is a comforter. I trusted in the Lord when I said, what shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? And that is what I can witness, that God is good to me also in this time of grief. And it has been a good way, a good place for me to come here to find rest in the Lord, to find rest in his word. And thank you for hosting me for that. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Yeah. There are two more Mzungus here, and I want to call them forward to introduce themselves and the purpose of why they are here.
Good morning, you all. How are you doing? We're Joella.
I'm Mathilde.
And we're from the Netherlands, and we're going to serve here as a nurse in the clinic. So you're going to find us. It's a pleasure for us to be here, and it's really, really beautiful to be here with you all. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's give them a hand clap. Praise the Lord. God is good and all the time. We are happy to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. You came in a time that we have challenges in the health sector, but we pray that God will keep you safe. And as we keep ourselves safe as well. Praise the Lord. We will continue to pray that God will bring healing to our nation. and that he will keep us safe in this place. I just want to encourage you students to keep on doing the SOPs. We also continue to do what we can do. I have heard of a school where 5 students have been found to be having Ebola. Praise the Lord. But it's not here. And I believe that they are going to be okay. Praise the Lord. So as a school, as an organization, we need to be more vigilant, more careful. And you'll see those measures being put in place as the term and as the week continues to go on. You have been talking about leadership. How many of you would like to be leaders? You want to be a leader. You want to be a leader. Well, our aim, you can put down your hands, then I will tell you the bad news or maybe the good news. But before I tell you the what you, those of you that want to don't want to be leaders may consider bad news, and those what those of you that want to be leaders may consider good news, let me first tell you why we want to train you to be leaders. We want to raise leaders that Uganda cannot ignore. Praise the Lord. Those kinds of people that are leading and making a difference in this nation and the nations around us. We have seen leadership potential from among some of you. And we are very sure that with the right mentoring and the right teaching, you can become the leaders that Uganda is still lacking. Young women and young men, that will be of great influence in this nation. Now, the bad news for those of you that don't want to be leaders is this. You are a leader anyway. Because leadership is influence. It begins by you leading yourself. We call that self-leadership. But every time that you influence somebody to do something, you are actually leading. Some of us wake up in the morning and say to our friends, let us wake up and go to the bathroom. That is a leadership function. You are leading somebody to take a step and go somewhere and do something. So if you don't want to be a leader, the bad news is you are one already. What would I say to you? Deliberately begin to cultivate your leadership abilities. Because in this life, you will need to lead. If not somebody else, deliberately, you need to lead yourself deliberately. I asked you whether you are happy that you are, I prayed you would come back. It is not my prayer that brought you back. Maybe God had my prayer and provided for you. But you woke up on the day that you came back. You had probably put your things together the night before. But you woke up, started preparing yourself to come. Probably you said to your mommy or to your jaja, mommy, it is time to go to school now. Who is taking me to school? Whenever you say and do something like that, you are leading. So sometimes we read without knowing. But think about the scenario. If you knew that you are reading and did everything with purpose, with deliberation, knowing that whatever you are going to say, whatever you are going to do, is going to lead to an action that will bring good, would be able to do great things. Now, the good news for those of you that want to be leaders is this. You are already a leader. And we have set up a program this term, and it will go on throughout the years, let's say 5 years, because everything has got to have a time limit. Maybe 5 years, that we are going to be training you. We are going to be bringing people. We are going to be creating scenarios and opportunities for you to develop your leadership abilities, not only as a student, but as a national leader. We shall have parliamentary sessions. Yes, because some of you are going to be members of parliament, some of you are going to be members of the cabinet, and some of you are going to be members of international organizations like the Union of Africa, the African Union. You are going to be members of NATO, whatever it may be. You are going to be members that you are going to go and debate and talk in such a way that you are making a difference in your world. Praise the Lord. Speak to your neighbor and tell them, congratulations, leader. You are a person of influence. Now, somebody said that there are two types of leaders. There are good leaders and bad leaders, but everybody is a leader. What type of leader are you? Is this a mix? Sometimes you are good. You lead people into doing what is good and beneficial. And all of them can be great leaders, by the way. Could you give me some examples from the contemporary world or from history of a bad leader? Somebody said Hitler? Anita Among? Okay. As contemporary world. What about from history? Hitler and who? Gaddafi, okay. How? What about an example of a good leader? We want this to be structured. You lift up your hand and I pick you. You lift up your hand and then I ask you to speak. I think that's the way it should. An example of a good leader? No examples. Somebody said Museveni. Let me ask you, Nelson Mandela. How about Jesus? Okay, Nelson Mandela. Mother Teresa. Mahatma Gandhi. Paul. What about from Africa? Kwame Nkrumah. Praise the Lord. But anyways, what about from around your leader, your student's body? I said Remember what I said? You lift up your hands and I pick you. From among the students, do we have a good leader? Okay, I want us to start from the smallest unit, because some of you are maybe thinking about the head prefect. But I would like for us to start from your dormitory. Every dormitory must be having a leader. And I'm not talking about your dorm mother or dorm father, whatever you call them. Okay. Somebody bring me some chairs. I need some chairs in front. 3 chairs. Get some 3 empty chairs. And a microphone. Some of you are eager to preach this morning. Nakato, would you like to come and sit in front? Then they should face the audience. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, as I'm talking about leadership in your dormitories, I am talking about those people that may not be even your dorm leaders, but people that are there that are influencing others. Maybe to pray or to clean the dormitory. Others lead others always to go for food. They are the ones who say, time for food. People, let us go. Have you taken your plate? Do you have your fork? Do you have your appetite with you? Guys, let us go. Those are the kinds of leadership at the lowest level that I'm talking about. Then we come to the person that is leading you in the dormitory. Then we come to the prefects. We come to the judges. And all of those other things. Now, as I'm talking about those things, you will realize that I've talked about leadership again in 2 ways. One of them is positional leadership. Positional. Where somebody is appointed, somebody is voted to be a leader. And we know them as a leader by position. But they are not probably doing anything. Have you ever gotten a prefect who ended up disappointing you? So, but we thought you were going to do something, and they are doing nothing. So there is that kind of leader who is a leader by position. Most people start by position, but there is a step that you have got to take further. There are people that don't even start with position. They start with this kind of leadership. They are leaders by influence. They have no title, but you would think that they are the head prefect. They have no title, but you would think that they are the liturgy prefect. You know such a person. Now, the best that I would like for you to aspire for is to be a leader by what? I hope that you have understood what I'm talking about. To be a leader by influence. Now, if you influence others soon enough, you'll be given the position. Some people start with position and they end up losing that position because they cannot go on and on and on and on and on. Praise the Lord. But that's what we are going to do. We are going to be talking about leadership. And I am sure if we are intentional, we are going to raise men and women in this place that will go out there and be leaders. We have already done so, but we have not been very intentional. Now that's what we want. Let me ask a few questions before I go on with what I want to share today. How many of you, or who among you, would like to be a member of parliament? Just lift up your hand and keep quiet. Who among you would like to be a member of parliament? If I had time, I would ask you why. Because these days, people that want to be members of parliament want to be members of parliament because they want to make money and have titles. But I hope that you want to be a member of parliament to influence decisions for good and for the things that you believe in and that your people believe in. Who would like to be a minister in the government? Minister. Maybe minister of energy, minister of children's affairs. Who would like to be a minister? Nobody. Who would like to lead an organization, maybe a hospital? Wow, I'm so excited. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I'm going to be knocking on ministry doors and say, I am Pastor Eric, I think I know you. I have something that you would like to help me with my organization. Will you come and be the guest of honor? Would you honor us if you became a minister or a member of parliament? Or maybe even, there's something I've not asked. Who among you would like to be the president of the Republic of Uganda? Lift up your hand. And why? Uncle Pichua, I believe this. In the 5 years that we are going to do this, we'll get at least 4 people that would like to be presidents of Uganda. And we'll be praying, we'll pray for them and cover them in prayer and pray that their dream may come to pass. Praise the Lord. Welcome back from home. How was your holiday? Are you happy that you are back? I'm happy that you are back here. First of all, we can get to enjoy the praise and the worship that you people do. So I'm so happy that you are here. You have carried the presence of God back into this place with you. I want to thank those of you that are leaders in the choir, in the worship team. Thank you so much for leading today. And for being eager to come back. I get feedback on this mic. And for being eager to come back to serve other people and to lead them into the presence of God. You are influencing many now. From now on, as I talk about leadership, I'm going to be talking about influencing. You are influencing many to lift up their hands, to open their lips, and sing praises to God and worship God. That's great leadership that you are doing. Let's give them a hand clap. keep it up. And those of you that are leaders in your dormitories, in your classrooms, you are doing a great thing. Some people will become people of consequence because of what you are doing with them. Some of them may feel like you are forcing them to get out of their beds and go and prepare for class. But keep on leading, keep on influencing. These days, there is a word that I hear, and if I asked you whether you are one of them, I know we'd say, I am not one of them. Actually, when we were having our battles, I received some of them. They came, and they told me, we are influencers. That's what they told me. And because we are influencers, you give us some money. We are going to do some videos with the children. We are going to put these videos on TikTok and other social medias and influence parents and students to join your school. We call them what? Influencers. How many of you are influencers on social media? Influencers on social media. You influence people to buy things. You influence people to do that. I want to tell you. Before I just ask about social media, let me now ask, how many of you are influencers? Influencers. You have not caught up to what I've been saying. A leader is an influencer. Praise the Lord. Leadership is influence. When you influence others to do something, to go somewhere, to feel something, you are leading them there. So all of you here are influencers. Some people are influencing you to buy things on TikTok. You are influencing people to read and study. Praise the Lord. Influencing people to pray and to be good people. So keep it up. But anyways, I was saying, welcome back. And my theme today is back with purpose. As leaders, I know you are purposeful. You are back with purpose. You are returning from your holidays, and we would like to learn from a few people in the Bible. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says, but Daniel purposed in his heart, Daniel had a purpose in his heart that he would not defile himself. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Daniel was a young man just like us, like you. But he was a man of purpose. Praise the Lord. Now, I do not know about you. Have you ever woken up one day, just one day, with purpose in your heart? Have you ever woken up with a compelling mission? Something that you want to achieve, like Daniel did. He purposed. That means it was a strong decision he made in his heart that he would not defile himself. And it's my prayer this day that as you return back from your holidays, you have decided in your heart about certain things concerning school and concerning your life. Because being in this place and working with students for a very long time, I have seen students, I've seen children return back from home without purpose. And sometimes I've been telling them, some of you are here back in school because other students are back in school and there is nothing you could do about it. You came because others came. But if others were not coming, you would not come. You came because mama said, hey, mister, time to go to school. And go in school, stay in school, don't call me. What? Yes, don't call me, mommy, I want to go home. Some of you behave like the child. There's a child that I met in a hospital somewhere. That child was very interesting, by the way. She reminded me of some of the students that come to Namugongo Secondary and Vocational School. The child was at every step, mommy, I want to go home. How many of you like to go home? Are you parting your hair or you are lifting up your hand? How many of you would like to go home? You came yesterday, you want to go? You want to go home?
Mommy, I want to go home.
That kind of attitude will not eat the world. He will not survive. If you are mommy, what? Mommy, girl, daddy, go, boy. I want to go home. These people, the beans are too much, my friend. The beans in the world are too much. You live around the beans in Namugongo Second One. Beans here are made from another factory, not the normal factory. They are good. Praise the Lord. Anyways, you have made up your mind about certain things, I hope. Praise the Lord. So welcome back. I believe that your holidays was a blessing. The holidays gave you enough time to rest, if you are resting anyway. You visited your family, refreshed your mind, prepared for another season. This season has come. Now you are back. And the question that I'm asking you, or questions that people should ask you, is not only how was your holiday, but there is a deeper question that we should ask ourselves that I want to ask you as well. What kind of student have you returned as? What kind of student have you returned as? Some students return excited. If you returned excited, lift up your hand. Some students return excited. When I mention something and it's about you, you lift up your hand and then put it down. Some students returned excited. Nobody was excited. You lift up your hand when I say it. Some students returned excited. That is like an eighth of all the students. Some returned tired. Some returned tired. Yes, you feel tired. Some returned worried about school fees. Some returned worried about school fees. Some worried about books. Some excited about books. Some excited about friends. Some worried about bullies. Yes. Some worried about exams. Some excited about exams. Others worried about home. They carry worries about home back to school. But the thing is this, God brought you back for a reason. And he knows all about all of those things. Praise the Lord. He knows all about all of those things. Your coming back here is not an accident. You know that? It's not an accident. You are here because God has got purpose for you, and you should also have purpose through him. God's purpose for you to be here, I believe you should know about it by knowing the things that take place here, because God does not take you somewhere where something is happening if he does not have a purpose for you in what is happening there. Praise the Lord. So if God brought you back to where learning is happening, I believe his purpose includes learning. That's why he brought you to a place where learning happens. If he brings you to a place where there is growth, he wants you to grow. You ought to catch up and have a purpose for growth. If he brought you to a place where people mature spiritually and mentally and socially, he wants you to mature. It should be part of your purpose. God has brought you in this place again to prepare you for your future. Where should I start? What should be exciting to you? To prepare you for your future as a wife. If you want to marry. It's okay not to marry. It's okay to marry. To prepare you as a husband. By the way, I've heard these days that boys are very lousy, eh? We have put our focus more on the girls and neglected the boys. Now our daughters cannot find the right boys to marry. But it shall not be so in this place. Praise the Lord. We shall raise up the right boys for you to do what? To marry in the future. Don't marry them now. Don't marry them now. You will marry them in the future. Praise the Lord. So God is calling you that you will return not casually, not carefully. You return to school purposefully. Daniel, that we talked about from Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, was a young man in a difficult environment. But he made one powerful decision. In his difficulty, just like the difficulties that some of us face, we worry about school fees, there is trouble at home, there is Ebola in the country. Praise the Lord. Though he was in a difficult environment like we find ourselves, Daniel had a purpose in his heart. Difficulty did not stop him from having a purpose. And that's what we call self-leadership. Self-leadership or self-influence begins by having a purpose that you are going to pursue. And so I hope that this term, there is something that you have purposed in your heart to pursue. And we must make a decision on how we want to finish the term. Before Daniel succeeded publicly, I know some of us are waiting for that time when the exams will be back. Before that public recognition comes, there is something that he decided privately. And I believe every student that works hard and performs well, that pleases God and finds peace, I believe every person has got some decisions that they have got to make privately. Every student that is not led by peer pressure has decided on the things that anchor them, the things that hold them together, the things that keep them focused. And that is the purpose that I would like to encourage you and to invite you to come. So, what is my suggestion for you? What is my suggestion for you? Return to school with a heart that is decided. Number one, have a made-up heart. Remember the song that we sing? I think you should just substitute the word Jesus. Don't take him away. He's the number one. But the word Jesus with another thing, all the other things that you have decided to pursue as you have come. We sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No time. Follow. Praise the Lord. Eh? You are going to follow who? They have decided in their hearts. Praise the Lord. But what have you decided to do this time? Jesus is number one. How about your books? What is your decision? How about discipline? What is your decision? How about cleanliness? How about social responsibility? How are you going to keep our compound? The other day I was walking around in the boys' dormitory. I walked through the boys' dormitory, I walked through the girls' dormitory as we were preparing for you to come. And I noticed again that for the girls, their doors are intact. The doors, eh? The door handles and all of those other things. I went to the boys' dormitories. The doors were broken. I wish that the boys in Namugongo Secondary and Vocational School would be decided to be responsible boys. Praise the Lord. The kind of boy that they would like to have when they become a father. The boy who does not break the windows. The boy who does not have smelly fish. The boy who keeps his room tidy. Praise the Lord. The boy who wakes up in the morning and greets his parents. Good morning, Daddy. Welcome back, Daddy. The boy who is well behaved and does not answer rudely when they are spoken to. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, no turning back. Praise the Lord. But not only that, praise the Lord. Have you decided to be a clean boy? Can we sing that one? I don't know how to put that one in the place of Jesus. So where you are saying follow, what are you doing? What are you saying? Go bathe. Go bathe. Go bathe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have a decided heart. There are very many things that we can talk about that you can decide to do and be. We will not talk about them. But you know. As you get challenged throughout the week, you will know this one I need to change. This one I need to do better. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So decide early in the beginning of the term what kind of person you are going to be. But one of the things that I've given you as a landmark, be the girl that you would like your daughter to be. Praise the Lord. Be the girl that you'd like your daughter to be. Be the boy that you like your son to be. I wish I knew that when I was a student. I would have been a good boy. But I was a good boy. Number two. Purpose. To learn. Purpose to do what? To learn. Because learning happens here. So God must have brought you here to learn. Not to be a spectator. Purpose to learn. Wake up in the morning and purpose to learn. As you listen, listen as a person that has decided to learn. As you practice your lessons or your mathematics, be teachable. Scripture says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A wise man will do what? Hear and increase learning. It is wise to learn when it is time to learn. Actually, I believe people have understood that. Because whenever we have a vacancy and you're waiting for people that come for interviews, people are applying for jobs. You know what they say? Even though sometimes they lie, in their CVs, in their applications, they write, I am a lifelong learner. They want to impress me and the interview panel. What do they say? I am a lifelong learner. I never stop learning. Because that's the right thing to do. So they say that. But since God has brought you in a place where there is learning, learn. School is not a punishment. It is preparation. Some of you, when you do something wrong, because your parents have not understood this, that school is preparation, they say to you, you are misbehaving. I'm waiting for the time that I'm going to take you back to school. Ngenda kubazaayo ku somero mwe. Ewa teacher Mary. Chakubasoa. Praise the Lord. I'm taking you back to school. That is a punishment. No, it is a privilege. It is preparation. Every lesson, every assignment, every correction, every exam is shaping you for your future. I tell you what, let me even say it in Luganda, then I'll say it in English. Mbabulireko banange. I tell you what, my friends, out there in the world, however smart people may be, it is very easy to see somebody who never went to school. They have some ways that they behave and talk. Then, you know, this person is unschooled. I see them. Some of them are popular musicians. In others, think they are influencers. But when they start to talk and behave, you say, full figure. Chibulam. So school is very important. Pay attention and use every minute that you have here purposefully. Learn. Praise the Lord. Learn to talk to people. Learn to debate. Learn to interact with people, to live with people. Praise the Lord. Learn to do math. Learn to speak English. And for those of you that find a new language, learn that language. I had a person here this lady told me, me, I hate Luganda. That's why. I hate Luganda. I don't like Luganda. I said, why? I'm not a Muganda. Okay. But I told her, you know what? Yes, you may not be a Muganda, but the more languages you know, the better you are. You have more advantages if you can communicate in more languages than one. So don't hate a language that you have found an opportunity to learn. Learn that language. You may find yourself in a situation that you can only communicate in that language. How many of you hate Swahili? You hate Swahili. Lift up your hand. You are in trouble. Because we are East Africa. Put down your hands. And people in Tanzania, people in Kenya, people in Burundi, people in Rwanda, people in Sudan speak Swahili. You are here, you speak Luganda only. Oh, Ateso. In English. You are disadvantaged compared to the person that can speak Swahili. So every time you sit in a Swahili class, be excited. It's a great opportunity. God has brought you to a Swahili class for a reason. You are going to be a leader in the army. How many of you like to go to the army? You want to go to the army? And the police. You want to be a policewoman. You see? And you hate Swahili. We are going to start preaching in Swahili. Praise the Lord. Lastly, but not least, return with a purpose for a godly character. Return with a purpose for a godly character. About Jesus, the scriptures say, Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. There is that increase that we need to have in the things of God. Praise the Lord. Not only should we grow physically, but in godly wisdom, in spiritual stature, and in favor with God. And as we grow in character, we shall have favor with men. Men, people, organizations, employers. How many of you would like to be employed? Employed, to have a job. To have a job someday and work in a hospital as a doctor, as a nurse. Let me tell you something. Organizations favor people with character. If I was to choose between an employee with good character and one without, even though the other person has got more skill, I would choose the person with character, good character. So purpose to be with a godly character. Don't begin to train yourself to care. Praise the Lord. Begin to train yourself to care. Don't be a bully. Speak to your neighbor and tell them that. Don't be a bully. Don't be a bully. Do not steal. You tell them, don't steal. You are training your character. Not so. Do not steal. Don't take what does not belong to you. Don't eat food for two people. that others begin to miss. Don't insult others. Don't disrespect teachers. Don't destroy school property. Don't destroy school property. That is all character showing through. And lastly, with the don'ts that I was telling you about character, don't follow people who are going nowhere. Don't follow people who are going nowhere. If you have a friend who is leading you and influencing you to nowhere, don't follow. We have been singing, follow, follow. Now, what should we sing? These days there is unfollow. And what? Unfollow people that are going nowhere. Praise the Lord. Maybe after this service, you are going to ask your friend, you are my friend. Where are you going this term? With your studies? Where are you going this term with your character? Where are you leading me? If I was to follow you, if we were to be buddies, growing together, into what are we growing? Into bullies? Into property destroyers? Into nothing? I want to be your friend if somehow you are helping me to become better and I'm helping you to become better. Praise the Lord. And follow friends that are taking you nowhere. And follow Jesus. As you follow your friends, don't forget Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. Would like to speak to Jesus in your own words. Please do. Prayer is talking to God. That is all. Somebody said they don't know how to pray. If you know how to speak, then you can pray. Because prayer is speaking to God about your needs, about your joys, about your purpose. So let's talk to Jesus about this term. That we are going to be people of purpose. People of influence. People that learn. People with godly character. With a heart that is decided. A heart that is made up. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness and mercy. Thank you because you have brought us back to this place with a purpose. May the purpose for which you brought us to this place be accomplished. May we find strength in you to be the young woman and young man that you want us to be. And to grow into what you want us to be, oh God. As this term goes on, may your blessings be in our lives, and may your goodness be with us. May you continue to provide and make a way where there seems to be no way. We ask for safety in this time of Ebola. Keep us safe from sickness and from infection, oh God. We pray for those that are sick with Ebola, those that have been contacted by people with Ebola. We ask for your divine protection and healing upon them. We pray that you bring healing to Africa. Healing to Uganda, healing to the Congo. May you heal us, oh God, as a continent. May your mercy rest upon us, oh God. And may you keep the rest of the nations of the world safe from this disease and pestilence. We thank you and we give you glory for what you have done and for the healing that is going to come to us. Be exalted, be magnified. We pray for our friends that are not yet back. We ask that you may provide for them and bring them back safely as well. Thank you so much for the rest of the things that we cannot mention now. We know that you know them. We only ask that you may help us in all. We thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.